Hi everyone, my name is Josie Ross. I am currently a student at the University of Texas at Tyler and taking Professor Jungman's course, Integrating Technology into the Classroom 4321. Over the years, I have heard a ton of students ask teachers, when will we ever use this in real life? Or why is this even important? Oftentimes, these are good questions with even better answers. So today we are going to focus on how different simple aspects of math are used in everyday life. Let's start with something easy, addition. Can anyone think of a time where they used addition other than at school or on homework? How about at a concession stand? A lot of us go to different sporting events, movies, or performances and buy food and drinks while we are there. If we order two drinks and a candy bar, it is important that we are able to add up the different prices of each item to get a total so we know exactly how much to pay. Now, can anyone think of how subtraction can become relevant in this concession stand situation? Think about it for just a minute. Let's say our total for the two drinks and candy is $4.50, but all we have is a $10 bill. If we don't understand how to subtract $4.50 from $10, then we won't know the correct amount of change we should be given. This could lead to paying too much for the items, and who likes to do that? I know I don't. Now that we've talked about real-life uses of addition and subtraction, let's think about division. This one might be a little trickier, but we definitely use division a lot more than we think. Does everyone know what a Hershey bar looks like? Well, if not, they are typically designed to have 12 equal sections that can be broken apart from each other. So let's say I have one of these Hershey candy bars and my two younger siblings both want some of it too. Without knowing how to divide, I would not be able to split the candy up equally between the three of us. This could lead to one of my siblings getting mad because he or she got less, or me being upset when I realized I got the smallest amount. The last thing we are going to cover today is multiplication in real life. Multiplying usually is a time saver for people, so it is a very beneficial skill. Can anyone think of any examples off the top of their head of a time they used multiplication outside of the classroom? What about when baking cupcakes for a birthday party? If I know that there will be 22 people in attendance at the party and want to prepare enough cupcakes for each person to have two, then I could use multiplication easily to figure out the total amount of cupcakes I would need to bake. These are only a few of the many uses of math we will incur in everyday life. So next time you think that school is pointless, seriously ask yourself and look into how it will be used in real life. I bet you will be surprised at the number of answers you will find. Well, it looks like we are out of time for today, but be on the lookout the next couple of days for more examples of math being used outside of school. Bye, guys!